KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I'll go through those, and then we'll go from there. Say good evening to W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Sampsonville, and W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, up in Traveler's Rest, and K4XMR, Mr. Mel, down there in Prosperity, and KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony, up there in Asheville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Florence tonight. And KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. Their daughter, KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley. And K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. They're all down there in Simpsonville. And then we have KM4JWP, that's Mr. Brian up in Rutherfordton. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler over here in Easley, neighbor of mine. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, he's also a neighbor of mine over here in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in TC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, they're down in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. The pre-check-ins that I had to use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I'd also like to say good evening to my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, via telephone relay. All right, you got all of those out. I don't have any Echo Link stations up at this time, so we'll start off with the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
What?
We check in Kilo Oscar 4, November November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile MP month tonight, heading to the workplace like always, Gary. 7:30 Gary, Miss Joy, and all on the net be negative and negative tonight.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Chad and Anna in Campobello. Anna's in and out. I have no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, out there on the mobile in Piedmont, headed towards the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Don't work too hard. Have a great evening if you can. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Appreciate y'all being with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November, Romeo. Jerry on mobile tonight near Piedmont. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KO4NNR, Mr. Jerry. He's mobile in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You be careful out there on the mobile. All righty, we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
KI4DOS. Mary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Lynn, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, N4QNV, this is Brian in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed, over there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations. We've got Echo Link Station up. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, if you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all on the net, no traffic, no round table, do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Joy said to tell you hello right back. She walked in the room with me for just a minute and then went back out. But she heard you say good evening. So y'all take care down there in Greenwood. Additional stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
In Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville negative. Also my bride Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. 73 is all on the net. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. And you don't have a negative bone in your body there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott. And his sweet bride, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And their daughter, KO4ILI, also named Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On around to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And Dave, can I give you a call tomorrow about that email that you sent me?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. Anytime tomorrow. I don't think I've got anything that would block me out. So, yeah, anytime.
Well, it was a little confusing to me, so I just want to get some things straightened out. But I'll call you tomorrow. We won't talk about it over the radio. But anyway, thanks for letting me do that. And I will talk to you sometime tomorrow. Also, like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And Keith, you won the door prize. You made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
How about we make 51 there? Good evening, Net Control, the Blue Ridge net there. Check in Whiskey X-ray 4, Juliet, Charlie, Justin. Tonight I'm residing in West Central Texas, 30 miles north of San Angelo, Texas, there, via Echo Link.
Hey, good evening, Gary. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Steve. And you can check in my wife also, KD0NIQ Megan. And I have no traffic, but I'll be around for a comment if possible.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WX4JJC, Mr. Justin, out there in Texas tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Justin. Justin, if you're traveling or out there on doing your job, you be careful out there. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight via EchoLink. Always love to have you come in. Also like to say good evening to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota, and his sweet bride, KD0NIQ, Miss Megan, also in South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Megan and the girls and the young man that we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Alrighty, let's go back to the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Alrighty, we'll move up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Good evening, Gary, and I hope you and Miss Joy have had a good day. And this is Patrick up in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight.
4DOS.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative tonight. Stay dry, Gary. Thanks.
4DOS. This is W4, Foxtrot, to Hotel Juliet.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And W4FGN, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the patient group on a Wednesday night. That's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Taking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all, but that's 73.
Best. Miss Joy, Jerry, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling the net, Gary. Hope you enjoy. Have a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, thank you for calling the net one more time. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4LWE, Mr. Larry over there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope y'all are doing well. Also like to say good evening to my buddy Juan, WA4KC over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all, you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Everyone, please check in and out. KI4, ZLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, and Asheville.
DOS. And the net, Miss Joy, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
DOS. Please jack in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, KD4SRR, Robert down here in Joanna. Boy, the weather's cold, but the pie is delightful. And remember my motto, pie is not just for Sundays. Mmm. That's about it for tonight. We'll just be listening. 73s.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in the happy town of Joanna, where pie is the word for tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. You take care down there in Joanna. And just remember, pie, pie, me, oh, my. Other tastes better than pie. Take care, Robert. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Right there. Sounds like we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
This is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor Mark. I just turned on the radio. I have no idea why you were, who you were asking to come back to you, and I apologize if I'm trying to check in out of turn. This is Mark in Belton, AF4LV. Over.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to AF4LV, Mr. Mark. He's down there in Belton tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. And you're never out of turn. You're always welcome when you can get in. I was just calling to see if anyone had anything they wanted to add to the swap net book or anything I needed to take off. But you came in there, so we'll ask one more time all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for additional check-ins. Call KI4DOS. We'll go back and see if there's anyone that wants to add anything to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter monobander. It's in good condition in the box with the accessories and the manual, and he would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is looking for, if I got a fellow looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with the Mars mods. Has a DTMF microphone. Has the portable 0991EB side rails with handles. He's got the original boxes and the manuals. It's in perfect condition, he says, and he would like $1,100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. That's an HF transceiver. Works 160 through 6 meters. Has a built-in automatic antenna tuner. It's 150-watt output on this transceiver, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Zyu X6100 HF QRP transceiver. He's got a case for it, all the cables, and a USB cable for digital modes. He would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a three-wire rotator controller. This three-wire rotator controller is like the old Channel Master TV rotator antennas, and antenna rotators, which they didn't have but three wires on them. He's looking for a rotator controller that only takes three wires. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for a receiver that covers ham and shortwave. He would prefer a solid state rig if he could find one, but he would consider a Drake or a Halicrafters or a Heath kit, something of that nature, that covers all the ham bands and the shortwave. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. It's a HF amplifier, covers 160 through 10 meters. Has a new power supply and new tubes for the amplifier. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a four-element Step IR. That's a huge beam antenna. It covers 6 through 20 meters. It has new motors and gears, new brackets, has the SD100 controller, and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter monoband beam antenna. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Well, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody add anything to it or take anything off, so I guess I'm in good shape as far as that goes. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag to you. Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, Gary W4S, you get my note about my son? What's make that ready? How do you get out of duplex mode, do you know?
I did get your text earlier this evening. I was out at the doctor's office when I got it, and I forgot about it when I got home, but I'll give him a call tomorrow sometime or shoot him a text, and I'll see if I can help him get that thing out of duplex mode where he can talk to you again on it. Over.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, I can hear him. He's transmitting on 610 and listening on 440. He keeps hitting some button on the microphone, and I can't find what to do either, so thanks, Gary. Appreciate it, W4FCM.
Got a problem. I'm glad you reminded me of it. I've wrote myself a little note here on the in the ham shack to where I will see it in the morning, and I'll call him tomorrow sometime or shoot him a text and see when I can get with him. We'll get that thing straightened out.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Tell W4FCM, son.
You take care. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we start the rags, you call KI4DOS. First up on a rainy, slick, wet stuff tonight is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, up there in Campobello. Chad, what have you been up to today there, young man?
This is KO4NUE. Good evening to everybody on the net as well. I had a pretty good day today. I guess I'll cut right to the chase. My son's graduated from Tech with his welding. So we met with a company today in Greenville, and it went pretty well. We met with the plant supervisor and some other supervisors, and it went pretty good. We were really pleased with it, and I'm hoping maybe in the new year we can see what, you know, kind of what happens. But it was really encouraging. I don't think we had anything negative to say on either side. And my dad went, and so it's me and dad and my son Perry. And dad was real impressed, and you know, how clean the place was. And we got ready to leave, and we were on the back stoop, and dad started, you know, telling us, you know, what an opportunity this was, which we know it is, but I think we were both proud of him, if, let me just say it that way. And I hope it works out, but it was an encouraging day.
No, I wonder how many times three generations of welders go in to look a place over about a welding job. That's pretty good, you know. The grandfather, the father, and the son. That is just absolutely amazing in itself. But I'm glad it all went well. Hopefully things will work out there. And I'm sure dad and granddad will be there to help him any way they can, or give him encouragement, or what you call those boards you got up there in the shop, the wall of shame.
Well, encouragement and the wall of shame sometimes can be the same thing. It's just, you know, we all have different words for it, of course. But, you know, it's going to work out either way, I guess. But he's excited, and that's, you know, it's exciting for me to, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, you know, see your son grow up and take an interest in, you know, try to kind of follow along in your footsteps a little bit, and have a desire to continue that on. You know, that's kind of neat. You know, and I guess it's kind of really neat for me in that dad got to experience that with me when, you know, when I came of age. And now it's, you know, my turn. I get to see, you know, I get to see the other end of it. And it's kind of neat, really. I don't like growing old or older. My body hurts a lot, and I'm slowing down a bit. But this part of it's kind of enjoyable, you know. Just watch him grow up and start trying to make, you know, responsible decisions. And I don't know, there's something about that just kind of neat. Now, whether he gets a contract or not, it matters not. But, you know, just making an effort and trying, that's what it's all about. And to be able to see that as a father, that's been quite an experience today.
Yeah, I can understand that feeling completely. I've got two grown sons,
both fine young men. And it does make you feel good when they show the world what they can do and that sort of thing. And, you know, it does. It makes you feel real proud. And, of course, it reflects on you as a parent as well. I tell a lot of people that the Joy did a real good job of raising my two sons because I wasn't around a lot because I drove a truck. And I was gone a lot, but I still got a whole lot of good memories with the kids, and nothing like it. But I'm sure that you and Dad will give him a hard time before things are said and done.
Yeah, me and Dad's already been talking about it, and I think we were just kind of impressed with the whole operation. Just how neat and clean things were. I mean, it's a big facility. And Dad grew up in U.S. welder. He started in Vietnam working on welding up PT boats and barges and things like that on the Mekong Delta. But spent most of all of his career in, you know, fab shop, hot, nasty, greasy, dirty, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, this place, you know, they don't do anything but stainless steel, you know, absolutely spotless. So Dad didn't quite know what to think, you know. It was kind of like a sticker shock, I guess. But it took him a little bit, and he did take long to figure things out. But him and Dad kind of got off there on the side. I got talking with one of the supervisors, and they got over here talking about one of the parts that needed to be, you know, produced. You know, how to weld it and what this was, what that was, and this, that, and the other. And the supervisor looks at me and he says, what are they talking about? I said, it's two welders and a grandfather and a grandson. I said, just give them a minute. just a minute. he just laughed. He just said, man, I don't know what to think about all this, you know. Papa's in here, Daddy's in here, and the son's in here. He says, we've been talking about this for a week. So I just, I thought it was kind of neat, you know, a whole plant full of engineers. And there's, you know, 73-year-old welder and a 23-year-old welder sitting over there arguing about how to do something on the floor. And I don't know. I guess you just had to be there, Gary. But it was kind of funny.
You know, Chad, you said you thought your dad might have been in shock or awe of the place. No, I don't think it was either one of those. He was probably looking around and says, you know, I wish I could have worked into a shop like this that was this clean instead of working in some of the places that I worked. I know I've been there and done that several different occasions, but I think it didn't surprise him that much, but he was just astounded that there would be a machine shop where they did welding and that sort of thing, persona, that's not the right word. Anyway, kept the workplace real clean and neat. And that's okay, you know. I'm sure that he had a lot of fun. And I don't know, he and Perry may have been over there discussing if I'd have done it this way, or I might have done it this way or something, I don't know. I would love to have been a fly on the wall, though.
What happened was they had a whole pallet of parts laying there with the blueprints on, you know, the instructions on, you know, how it needed to be welded, what kind of rod, you know, what kind of filler, temperature, amps, all of that. I mean, all of that stuff was there on the prints. Well, Daddy looked at it, and he was looking at the weld. He got his glasses out. Oh, boy, he gets his glasses out. You better, you know, that's a clue. You know, so he pulled his glasses out, and he's down there looking at it. Perry's got the prints. And Daddy says, what's it say? Read it off to me. So Perry's, you know, he's reading the instructions off of it, and the prints called for a certain type of filler rod to go in the fillet. And Daddy looked at it, and he said, there's no filler rod in there. They didn't use any filler in there. And Perry says, well, Papa, it says right here on the print. And Daddy says, I don't care, son, I don't care what it says on the print. There's no filler rod used in that weld. So that's when the supervisor was over here talking. He said, what's going on over here? And that's when I said, just give them a minute. They'll figure it out. I said, they over here talking about the print and the weld. So supervisor went over there. Daddy stood up and says, you know, I got a question, you know, the print calls for a filler rod, and he said, there's no filler in that weld, and supervisor says, Mr. Hightower, you're exactly right. He said, sometimes the plans deviate a little bit, and, but Papa caught it, and Perry was, you know, questioning a little bit, but, you know, I guess that's where experience comes in. Papa saw it, and that was, you know, that was a moment for them to share together. And Daddy just gleamed because, you know, I told you so.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad over in Campobello. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, Chad. Nothing at all, but, you know, the supervisor went over and answered his question and told him, said, no, there's not a filler rod in there. So, you know, if, you can tell he's a master at what he does if he can look at something and tells that, you know, that the plans call for a filler rod, and that he could look at the piece and tell that it was not used. You know, that means a whole lot. And of course, that comes with experience with just about anything that you do. You know, if you take your vehicle to an auto to get things done a little easier than you would or I would, or a carpenter, or, you know, it doesn't matter what the trade. There's always tricks to the trade, and it sounds like your dad knows most of them.
You're exactly right. So let me tell you what happened on the way out to the truck, and I'll let you go. So we've all walking out to the truck, and, you know, Perry was excited. I was too. Daddy didn't say too much, so we was all leaning up against the truck, you know, talking about, you know, everything that happened while we was in there. We was in there about, I don't know, maybe 2 hours, maybe two and a half. Well, a couple years ago, when Dad turned the shop over to me, he had a couple rules, you know. One of the rules was, let me say it this way. When I became responsible enough for him to want to hand it over, big difference there. One of the rules was that, you know, make it better than the way I gave it to you. So about 2 years ago, we upgraded one of the welding machines. It's an expensive welding machine, about $13,000 for a welding machine. Dad, you know, when I replaced it, Dad kind of, you know, that's his welding machine. So, Perry says, I can't wait to get that Lincoln, you know, this thing, this, that, and the other. And Dad says, wait a minute, what are you talking about? He says, that's my welding machine. He says, how much rent you going to pay me to use that welding machine? I know they both know they was kidding with one another, but, you know, that's part of the deal. You know, you gotta banter back and forth with one another. So,
They went on for 4 or 5 minutes, and finally I just said, "Hey, you two, come on." I said, "The camera's out here in the parking lot. Y'all talk about this when you get to the house." So they just laughed and smacked each other on the back and give each other a hug in the parking lot. So it was a good thing, you know. But, you know, you got to argue and dicker around for 10 or 15 minutes before you do some work. Well, you argue and dicker around for 10 or 15 minutes, and then go get some coffee for 10 or 15 minutes, and then you get to work. Ain't that the way it goes?
It does with some people, I guess, but, that's something else. But tell your dad to charge him rent on that machine and get royalties off each piece he wells off of it.
Exactly. Daddy says he's going to put an hour meter on it. He's going to charge him by the hour. Perry just looked at me. He just started rubbing his forehead, you know, there in the parking lot. And I just told him, I said, go ahead. I said, you might as well just, you know, you're going to have to do it. So, and it's just like two roosters in a parking lot. But, you know, it's just going on back and forth on one another. And dad brought his wife. She's sitting out in the truck. And finally she just, you know, I'd had enough, you know, too. And I said, "Hey, yes, we need to go. We need to get in the parking lot. We can do this when we get home." And she's sitting over in the truck, Johnny, come on, you know. But, I mean, they were was laughing. I won't give you the wrong idea here, Gary. But, I mean, they're just, you know, just going on back and forth. But it's all good. And I think Dad was more proud than anything. I don't think he's prouder than me. But he's pretty proud.
Sure, and I'm sure his wife was didn't realize she was going to have to sit out in the truck for 2 hours or 2.5 hours while y'all were inside out of the weather and the elements and that sort of thing. I mean, she was out of the weather as far as that goes, being in the truck. But, you know, I wouldn't want to have to sit in a truck for that period of time. And I used to do it for a living, and I didn't like it then either.
I mean, she brought a book. She's all right with it. But I'm going to tell you this before we go. So a couple years ago when we replaced the machine, the Weber machine down the shop, Perry wanted to get Daddy a nice welding shield. Dad's got old, you know, one he's had for years and years down there in the shop. And it works. It's about wore out. But Perry wanted to get him a nice one. Well, Daddy told him he wanted this specific, you know, shield. It's pretty expensive. So we went down to Welder Supply and bought some box, you know, came with the whole box and everything. So we stopped by Harbor Freight on the way home. And Perry bought one of them $7 welding shields. Just god awful. Just the cheapest thing you could possibly buy. And then we stopped by Home Depot and bought some pink spray paint. And we came home. Perry took that new welding shield out of the box, the expensive one, and took that cheap one from Harbor Freight, painted it pink, and stuck it in the new box. So, Christmas morning, too, by the way, it don't count unless you get it on film. Christmas morning, Daddy unwrapped the box, and there's, you know, the, you know, welding shield Super 5000, whatever it was that he wanted. Been wanting one his whole life. Finally got it. And you just can see that man light up when he's seen that box. He said, "I can't believe it. Is this the, you know, Super Shield 5000 or whatever it is?" And he opened that thing up, Gary, and there's that pink. He put polka dot stickers on it. Pink polka dot stickers in that expensive box. I I'll send you the video. It's the funniest thing in the world. I did just to see, I mean, his mouth just gaped open. He didn't know what to say. And, you know, Barry just laughed, and I laughed, and then, you know, we all just laughed about it and so on and so forth. But he gave him the shield a couple of minutes later, and we had to go down there and shop, try it out. So, you know, it's all good. That's the way it works around here.
Well, I guess the family that plays together stays together. It's the only thing I can say there to that, Chad.
All right. That's just, you know, some of the stuff we do down here, you gotta find a way to vent and, you know, kind of pick at one another. But anyway, I'll let you go, bud. I appreciate you calling the net. Appreciate you hanging around talking with me for a few minutes. I know you got somebody else on needs to talk, but anyway, sound like you got a good net going on. And appreciate you calling the net tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy if we said hello. And we'll talk at you later. It's KO4NUE 73, bud.
Ed, well, tell Anna and Casey and I can't remember the little one's name, but anyway, tell everybody we said hello. And tell your dad I feel sorry for him having to put up with two of you now out there doing the welding. But y'all take care. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. We'll do it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR. Sorry to be late. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And Shad, you rotten. Anyways, I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Jeff.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in South Dakota. Steve, what have you and Miss Megan been doing? Have you got your power back on?
Hey, good evening, Gary. All in that. KF4DOS, KB0KBJ. Yeah, power came on about, I don't know, during that time sometime last night. And it's been on since. Hasn't been terribly breezy. The breeze did kick up a little bit. Most of the rain and moisture seem to have come from the east, so all the trees further to the east on the east side of town, that which is half a block away from me. Beyond that, there's just open fields. So all them trees are half a block away on those neighbors' property. They were just real heavy this morning, and we have a lot of, all the trees are coated, but those ones are coated more so and exposed to the wind. So when the wind kicked up a little today, I heard quite a few breaking branches. So a lot of snapping and breaking branches falling down all over. So that's kind of what seemed to go on today. Nothing in my yard. I don't have much for trees in my yard. I just got four trees in my property. But two of them are good little apple trees. They just chug out apples like mad. So, and one is a maple tree that's chugs out syrup. It's grown probably in diameter from a little 8-inch diameter tree to probably 14-inch diameter tree since the time we've moved here.
And the other one is one that chugs out bark and seeds.
And the other one's that chugs out, what was that tree to hear?
Bark and seeds. And the other one is one that chugs out bark and seeds.
So that's pretty useless.
Yeah, Steve, I was looking at the weather this morning. And they said that there was parts of places up there that got over 2 feet of snow. I said, my gosh, it all came at one time. And I would imagine, I'm sure you remember, I don't have to think that you would not, the ice storm that we had down here and the way Ray's yard looked up there, and you went up there and worked on a hole where a limb fell.
Yeah, I don't think this is quite up to that standard. Maybe pretty close, though. They had an ice storm also up here that same year. It was 2008, if my memory serves me right. I think they had one here in November, and they had one, well, we had ours down there in December. Yeah, that poked a hole right through Ray's roof, that one. Well, you got a lot taller trees covering the whole place. He did, so. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of similar. It was, it's a mess. It took down some, we had been looking, the club, local club up here, been looking at putting a repeater on a 800-foot tall old TV tower. Still owned by the TV station, but they had a new 1,500-foot tall antenna tower there, just right, they're essentially next to each other. Well, relationships change, people move on, retire, new management comes in. It's been a while since we had that repeater up there. And we were thinking of putting one back up, so we asked them. They said, nope, they don't care, they don't know us, you know, just get out of our hair, who are you, what's an amateur radio operator? So we, like, I guess that's that. They're not interested, you know, anymore. Well, their towers fell over, so... it's a good thing we didn't get the okay to do that. Probably wouldn't have had the thing up but a few months and the thing would have fell over. It was an 800-foot tall tower and a 1,200-foot or a 1,500-foot tall tower and had an elevator on it. And, yeah, they're laying on the ground in the farmer's field now.